This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. And Martin, in our last podcast, we were talking about some of the success stories you'd heard from some of your customers recently, and one of them you talked about, or I think both of them actually, about amino acids. And we've had a number of people email and call and wanted to know a little bit more about, you know, what amino acids were and how they worked and all that sort of good stuff. So we thought that maybe we should follow up with this in this podcast talking about amino acids. And
Yeah, perhaps it's important to get a little technical and explain how and why this works.
Okay.
Because this is one of the least understood issues, you know, in most dietary advice and all of that. People talk about proteins and they talk about carbohydrates and they talk about all these nutritional things, but they're not really understanding what makes people sick or how it happens that this digestive system just breaks down. So perhaps let's get a little technical.
Okay.
Proteins. There are about 100,000 proteins in a human body. You know, for instance, cholecalciferol is a name for a protein that will take the calcium out of the bones. Or is it into the bones? I don't remember the Latin names. But it's that little single specific function. This particular protein's job is the one thing, to either stick a piece of calcium onto the bone or take a piece of calcium out of the bone.
So a lot of the amino acids are very, like, very specific and very special.
No, this is proteins.
Proteins.
Now, the amino acids are, there are only 22 of them, and 8 of them are essential. And that's, if you visualize it this way, if there are 26 letters in an alphabet and 8 of them are vowels, that's about the ratio. And the English language has what? Oh, 20,000 words, of which you can make unlimited amount of sentences and paragraphs and articles.
Right, right.
That's how it works, you know. Like a protein would be something like a paragraph composed out of words that are composed out of the letters.
I see.
And if we had no vowels, you know, we'd be in trouble. And the vowels, that's like the essential amino acids. And they're called essential because we cannot synthesize them inside of our bodies. We have to get them from the outside. They have to come in the form of food.
Okay.
So here's what happens. When your digestive system becomes compromised, most typically through toxicity, the toxicity is likely caused by heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, but really most commonly it's heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, and aluminum, and arsenic, and lead. So when this poisoning happens in your body, your small intestine starts failing. The villi, which is this little forest of this... It sort of looks like sea anemones that are waving their cute little appendages in the sea. Well, that's what the villi look like. Anyway, they become shorter. They become, damaged. And as they become more damaged, the density of the carpet that is blocking the passage of nutrients from inside of the gut out into your blood is compromised. I guess you could see it like if your carpet is worn, you start seeing the underlay and all of these things, right?
Right, right.
So that's the sort of thing that happens in the gut, that a piece of protein, yeah, let's just say it came in the form of chicken. You have some chicken meat in your gut. And before it's completely taken apart into the individual amino acids, it actually makes it through the intestinal wall into the blood.
So now... protein in your blood.
Right, but it's the wrong kind of protein. Because it's speaking chicken, it's not speaking human.
Right.
It's sort of like having, Portuguese words mixing in with your English article. It's not going to work. And so your liver is now having to filter it out, because that's an invader. That's a foreign element. It has to come out somehow.
It needs to be cleaned up.
Yes, because it's not an amino acid that could be used in your pancreas to assemble the correct enzymes that will correctly function in your body. So it's really very complex, right?
Yeah.
So number one, it starts with this genetic heritage. About 25% of the population has this problem with getting rid of toxins. Then you get a toxin load. Well, that's really easy. You know, you go to a dentist and get yourself a couple of mercury fillings and off you go. Or you go to a pediatrician and get yourself a mercury-loaded vaccination shot. And bang, you go from a normal kid straight to a, you know, crib death, or in a better world, to a autistic, you know.
Right.
Or
it just doesn't work right.
No. Because your elimination is unable to handle that load, and you just go from normal function to straight dysfunction. Just as a sidebar here, these amino acids that we opened up about, they are free form branch chain amino acids.
So what does that mean?
Free form means that they have been taken apart. Let's just say that we have a chicken egg, and we take the chicken egg and disassemble it on its constitutional components. We take the proteins and we separate all the individual aminos from which it's made, and we lay them loose. It's sort of like taking the book and snipping out all individual letters and laying them out nicely sorted, side by side, so we know which one is which. So we have a pile of A's, pile of B's, pile of C's, right? So that's the thing. It's pre-digested. These amino acids are supplied to you already taken apart. Free form. Mm. Very important. When you take whey or other protein powder, even though it has all kinds of amino acids listed on the label, they're not free form. They're bound. They're bound in the form of the protein. If your digestive system is not able to take it apart, it's not a plus, it's a negative, it's a burden.
Mm-hmm.
So
these are easily absorbed into the body, that's what you're saying.
Right, yes. They are those building blocks, these are the letters, they are the building blocks from which the body will assemble proteins in the human form.
Which is what we want.
Absolutely what we want. And then there's the second part. There are a couple of cofactors required for this to function correctly. One of them is sulfur, and the other one is molybdenum. Molybdenum in trace amounts, sulfur in somewhat significant amounts. And those two elements have to be present in your body for the protein assembly to take place correctly.
Now, let me guess, we don't have them in our body usually?
Usually not. Sulfur is in foods like onion and garlic and other pungent things. And molybdenum is a trace element that it's hard to come by. It has to be present in the in the soils in which you grow the foods, which that's a roulette at best, you know, a crapshoot.
Right.
So
getting these the way we need them are pretty low in our processed food environment.
Right. So if you're one of the lucky 25% of the population who has this inability to detox metals and you get the load, you're pretty much on your way. The next thing that happens is a high stress something, whether it's an infection that may strike you or a car accident or some emotional upset like, you know, I don't know what, death in the family or loss of a job, something major. And that's the last straw that breaks this proverbial camel's back. All of a sudden you have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis or one of those crazy polyfactorial illnesses that are classified as syndromes. And of course, we already talked about what a syndrome is. Syndrome is anything that the medical establishment that has taken its religion from one illness, one cause. And they say, well, this, we can't do this. This does not have one cause, and it doesn't have one solution. It actually does. The solution is detoxification of the metals and supplementation with these preformed amino acids. Hmm. And that's you know, you're reminded of that quote I read from this fellow about his brain returning back to full function and his discs coming back, so he would stop hurting himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the body can heal itself if it has the right
tools.
Right tools, and it doesn't have a bunch of stuff in it that's preventing it from working.
Right. So because we are protein-based bodies or organisms, we need to be able to assemble the proteins. But if our digestive system is compromised and does not disassemble the proteins down into the constituent parts, these being the amino acids, we're in trouble. You know, our liver gets loaded, we get allergies, because, you know, allergies are an expression of a toxic and clogged liver. You know, you have these skin rashes, you know, the red skin, psoriasis or rosacea, you know, all of those are all symptoms of congested liver. Acne is just another one of them as well.
So someone that's got problems with acne probably has a congested liver?
Uh-huh. I would put my hand in fire on that one.
So now, are we also talking about young, like children, teenagers?
Yes, yes, absolutely. They are overloading their liver with toxins. They're overloading it with too many animal proteins.
Yeah, because of course they're eating Big Macs all the time, right?
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, the liver is where the fats and the proteins are handled. And if you're overloading it, together with the toxic load, it's just what happens. So how do we undo it, right?
Yes, that's the next question.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of scaring everybody to you're doomed, you're going to live out the rest of your days in brain fog with sore back and ugly-looking face. Well, the platinum plus amino acids are wonderful because they immediately jumpstart the recovery. You start bringing in the building elements of the proteins, so you bypass the malfunctioning intestine. The second thing you need to do is supplement it with essential fatty acids like flax oil, borage oil, hemp oil. Fish oil is quite popular, although it's much pricier. So that's that sort of thing. On top of it, you need to have natural salt.
Like real salt, not the white stuff that we have all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, non-refined salt. So, you know, we sell the Himalayan crystal salt. The only other thing that I know that's, you know, if the Himalayan salt was like a 9 or a 10, a Celtic salt would be like an 8, you know.
What's a Celtic salt?
Celtic salt's a wet, gray, sticky salt. It's sold in most health food stores. It's a raw salt extracted from the Atlantic Ocean near the coast of Brittany in France.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, typical grocery store does not sell it. This is a health food store or a gourmet store item.
Next time I'm in my health food store, I'll take a look for it. I've never heard
of it. Oh, sure. But hey, you can get some Himalayan salt from me.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, but I'm just kind of curious to see it because I've never heard of it before.
Right. Anyway, so that salt contains all of the side minerals, trace minerals. You know, it's a full living salt. Beyond that, you know, you need to try and repair your gut. You need to try and give the small intestine a chance. And for that, you need to have a proper digestive restoration. And it's not just that you can just take some probiotics, although they work and help. You need to have the whole thing. So we have this Exula stratiflora, which has something for the stomach, something for the duodenum, something for the small intestine, something for the large intestine, something to support the liver, something for pancreas, something for kidneys. You know, it's got all of the aspects covered. So for people who have this compromised digestive system, this is like, you know, music to my ears, if my digestive system had ears.
Right.
Clear enough, right? So
yep.
If you're in trouble, get the amino acids. They will get your back functioning, you know, the back pains and all of these things start going away. The brain fog starts going away because you're, you know, all of these things that don't function start functioning. It's that simple.
And that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Totally. We have one other really, really cool product, which is called Recovery. And that thing helps with inflammation. Because inflammation is another side effect of protein malfunction in the human body. So
that's where a lot of pain comes from.
Right. Yeah, inflammation has four symptoms. Pain, swelling, redness, and heat. So any two or three of these. Anyway, Recovery has these, the active ingredients in it are quite well known now. Resveratrol from grape seeds and EGCG from green tea, plus a cast of supporting characters.
So if somebody wanted to find out about where they could get this Recovery on the, obviously go to life-enthusiast.com, but mm-hmm. where would they look?
Well, we've actually built an entire website dedicated to it. So we have www.remarkable-recovery.com, which talks about just this one thing. If you're on the Life Enthusiast website, it's under brands, and the brands is Biomedica Laboratories.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Because there's quite a lot of you know, very interesting information there about what people who have used Recovery, the results that they've had, and some of the different things that you can use it for.
Right. It's a very broad spectrum. You see, this is where this medical model that the pharmaceutical medical establishment is using is completely useless, because inflammation cuts across so many different problems. You know, it can be tendonitis, it could be arthritis, it could be rheumatoid arthritis, it could be brain fog, it could be fibromyalgia, you know, it could be just so many different things. You could have digestive problems that are inflammation related, like, you know, the GERD in the stomach. Or, you know, you can have some problems out in the guts at the other end of things. You know, you could be, anyway, I'm just saying too many words to the same thing, is Recovery puts the flames of inflammation out. It's just like a fire extinguisher, you know?
And that's pretty important for a lot of us, because there's so many people that have chronic pain.
Yes, and it works great. It gives you back the mobility. You know, all of these ads you see on television where people try to grab a water faucet and the water faucet turns into a, chain link nasty looking thing or something that's got spikes and thorns on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that feels like. And with Recovery, you get your mobility back.
Awesome. Okay, so Martin, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what would be the best way for them to get in touch?
Oh, call me. Call me at 775-299-4661. Or the company number is 1-866-543-3388.
And, of course, they can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com if they want to learn more about any of the great products that you've mentioned in this podcast.
That's correct.
And if they want to listen to previous podcasts that we've done, we've got them archived at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And we're all over 70 now.
Yes, we have been investing heavily in this public education. I was just checking today. I see that there's at least 100 people listening to it every day. That's pretty encouraging.
Yes, it is. Get the message out for sure. Okay.
So,
you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.